Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, on Monday called out the Democrats' election takeover bill on the Senate floor as purely partisan power grab by the left to rig the rules of American elections permanently in their favor.
Now, Madam President, on another matter, as I've noted before, Senate Democrats entered June with an agenda that was designed to fail. The Democratic leader planned votes on a host of the left's most radical priorities. None of it was ever intended to clear the Senate's appropriately high bar for advancing legislation. Instead, the failure of their partisan agenda was meant to show somehow, that the Senate itself was failing.
President Biden has called the Republicans' voting integrity laws in various states Jim Crow laws without pointing to anything particular. Dozens of wildfires are burning in hot, dry conditions across the western United States. Nearly 100,000 people have been evacuated in California as multiple wildfires rage. USA Radio. News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The Taliban continue to regain control in Afghanistan as the Pentagon claims the withdrawal of the remaining 3,500 troops remains on pace. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in contact with operational commanders in Afghanistan, but the troop withdrawal remains on pace.
It is a dynamic situation, and we've said that from the very beginning, which means that he and the chairman, General McKenzie, are constantly looking at the pace we're going at and the capabilities we have and the capabilities that we're going to need throughout to complete the withdrawal.
Peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban were taking place in Qatar, but have stalled. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is leading a poll of voters in New York City's mayoral race. The general election is November 2nd. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This day in history, Flash, 1933, Otto Hitler bans political parties in Germany other than the Nazis. Flash, 1941, under the codename Barbarossa, Germany invades the Soviet Union. Flash, 1942, a Japanese submarine bombs Fort Stevens at the mouth of the Columbia River, northwest of Portland, Oregon. Flash, 1938.
Lynch and Brooke Brown is back against the ropes again. They're not too close to the ropes. Lewis out, and Lewis missed with a left swing, but in close front of a hard right hook to the jaw. And again, a right to the body, a left hook, a right to the head, a left to the head, a right. Schmeling is going down. But he held to his feet, held to the rope, looked to his corner in helplessness, and Schmeling is down. Schmeling is down. The count is four. And he's up, and Lewis, right and left to the head, a left to the jaw, a right to the head. And Donovan is watching carefully. Lewis measured him, right to the body, a left up to the jaw, and Schmeling is down. The count is 5, 6, 7, 8. The men are in the ring. The fight is over on a technical knockout. Max Schmeling is beaten in one round.
Joe Lewis
Lewis and Max Schmeling meet for the second time in the boxing ring. Schmeling had won the first fight. The fight was held at Yankee Stadium before a crowd of 70,000 people. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. The Tide Ministry recently switched stations in Zimbabwe to expand from local to national coverage. This new station is more expensive, but opens the door to reach people in remote areas where some have never before heard the gospel. We're greatly encouraged to be hearing from listeners in such places as Binga, Wedza, and Gokwe, where people live in poverty and still practice traditional animistic African religious beliefs. Earlier this year, the Tide Ministry also began producing Christian music by local Zimbabwean artists. This not only provides some income for the Tide Ministry in Zimbabwe, but also creates another medium through which we can deliver the gospel and bring glory to God. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and the exciting new projects that are part of the Diamond Vision that God has laid on our hearts, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. Never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Texas, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Our good friend Benny DeChara is in the house. Hey, welcome back, buddy. Good to have you back with us and face-to-face. And what a way to get off our maiden flight here in Dallas, Texas.
That's right. Thanks, Bill. I'm blessed to be here, and I'm so excited to be with you again.
Well, awesome. Well, we had such a great time the last time, and hey, we clicked because, look, we love Jesus. We love his people.
That's right.
And we love the fact that he's coming back soon and very soon.
That's right.
Right. That's what we're getting ready for. That hasn't changed, right?
Absolutely right.
And, you know, I was studying that the other day, and again, it hit me to that point. That was the drive of the ex church, right? In the early days. I mean, here, Jesus just left, and he says, hey, we're getting ready. He's coming back. And that was the constant theme. It was the constant preparation. And here we are thousands of years later, and I'm wondering, hey, have we missed something in translation? Is this a time, a reset time, for the church to say, look, he's coming back?
Yeah. And I think about that, too. The message isn't different thousands of years later, right?
Right.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
I think Bill, coming out of this year, especially with, you know, a worldwide pandemic, just that and other, God's really doing his own Verizon commercial, right? It's kind of like, hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
And I'm about to send the boy.
Yeah.
I'm about to send my son. And are you ready? And there's a great awakening. I mean, when all of these things in the stores, the shelves were empty, nobody mentions in the media about Bible shelves were empty as well.
Right?
So there's a hunger for him, and he's just asking those of us who are brave enough in him,
yes,
to tell people about him.
Well, this is not a time to wilt.
It is not.
Wilting Christians, no.
No.
Back of the bus.
That's right.
Or even on the bus.
Yes, get off the bus.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because, well, and the deal is, you know, to your point, what I've seen across the country in all the states that we've been traveling in, all the different restrictions and everything, the one thing that's consistent is when I see people looking up more than ever.
Yeah.
And my question to every pastor and everybody else, why do you think they're looking up?
Yeah.
Because they know instinctively this is this, you know, this God-given, you know, wiring that we have, mm-hmm, that says, hey, look, at when things are you look up.
That's
and I've been seeing more people looking up, more people praying, but we need to be more intentional, more sincere about it. Because the other thing I'm hearing is that, you know, from people of faith even saying, hey, where's God?
Doesn't it break your heart? The big thing through the pandemic for me as well is how easy it was for everybody to have their faith supplanted by fear.
Yes.
And fear's the greatest tool Satan has. My pastor, Mike Heyman, he says, false evidence appearing real. And I'm like, yes, that's right. And so I'm like, how people let that get past them, because, you know what God's given me, which is, this is new since the last time we talked. God's really telling me right now, surrender the outcome.
Yes.
Right? So if we believe the Bible is the living, breathing word of God, if we believe that God Almighty is the I Am, mm-hmm, then we know we've read the book. We've also read the last book of the book.
Yes.
So the outcome is determined,
right?
And so if that's the case, what are we sweating? We shouldn't be sweating anything. We should be doing everything that we can to surrender to the outcome so that we can do what God's calling us to do.
Exactly. And we know that God's faithful to his promise. I mean, here it is, in everything we know about prophecy, and of course that unveils, you know, one layer at a time.
Right.
But he's batting 1,000% with about two-thirds.
Right? Yeah.
So what are the chances that the remaining third are going to be this, you know? he's still hitting home runs and grand slams.
I'm with you. Yeah. I just want to be in a stadium, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. No, hey, I'm and the other thing, too, relevant to what you were saying earlier, is that the opportunity that we have as people of faith is to sync up with God. What's God's purpose? You know, the book of Ecclesiastes is time and season, right?
Right.
So do we know God's time, God's season right now? But if you're freaking out and you're fearful, you're going to miss.
Right. Well, we have to see it through spiritual eyes and not through worldly eyes. If we look at things through spiritual eyes, regardless of what we're doing,
right,
we know what's coming because the Holy Spirit shows us, right? But if we see it through worldly eyes, then there's fear and there's panic and there's confusion. And God is not a God of confusion. If you're confused by a message that you're getting, it is not from him.
Amen. That's it. And that's a good reminder for everybody.
Yeah.
Benny, so much has happened
since
the last time we talked. Update our audience. I mean, you've had two consecutive number one music videos on indiegospel.net. I mean, this is exciting for you. Huh?
It is. It's a blessing. Some people have asked me about that, and I'm like, that's all God, because I'm not that talented. So it's just you have
sure
to
adjust. I'm telling you.
But you have to realize where it comes from, right? And we're so appreciative for that. And you know, the videos have done the same. With that, last time we talked, we were doing the big Christmas song, "We Three Kings." That did well, and I've got a really hot project coming up. We've never released a single before. My dad passed in October. He had heart issues his whole life, but they diagnosed him with cancer, and 9 days later, it was done. So Dad and I had the big discussion twice that week. I'm like, Dad, not only is there, you're going to the buffet table, you have a nameplate, so I need to know that you know where you're going. And he was able to tell me how he knows he's getting to heaven. Jesus died for me. I believe in that. Wow. So I know I'm going to see him. So we're about to, Mikey Howard is our producer, and we're trying to set up in July. We're going to record a single, and the title is "I'll Meet You There." And what I'm hoping for that, and what God's given me for that, is people have experienced loss in their life, and it doesn't matter. It could be a loss of a job, loss of a parent, loss of a child, anything.
Well, we've gone through a lot of that this past 15,
that's right,
15 months, right?
And you know what the underlying truth is, Bill, is that God is still in it,
yes,
with you and for you, right? And so hopefully it brings some peace. It's going to be upbeat, because, you know, it's really horrible. And, you know, we just went through June 15th. He would have been 82. And, you know, we just got through with Father's Day. But there's joy because I know I'm going to see my dad again. And so for people to understand that, if your hope is in Jesus, and you're going to see him again. So
the deal's sealed.
The deal is sealed. So we're really excited about doing it. And then we'll probably get a release sometime shortly thereafter. So
of course, you're coming back. We're talking. We're going to play it.
Anytime.
Well, this is so exciting. Well, 3 days took off. That project was just awesome that we talked
it
about
did.
Last year. And it was so wonderful. And of course, you spoiled me because you know I love Christmas music.
Yeah, right?
I mean, even the kids, you know, right now I have Christmas music, you know, on my iPhone. It circles in. They go, it's not Christmas.
Right.
I go, Mele Kalikimaka happens all the time.
That's right. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great holiday, and for what it represents, right? It's the birth of our King. And so if you look at it in that context, again, through spiritual eyes, all that makes sense.
Well, down to less than a minute.
Okay.
How can people be in touch with you? What can we look forward to? We talked about some of the look forward things, but I'm going to let you summarize and take us out.
Yeah, sure. Website, Rockin' for Jesus, R-O-C-K-I-N, the number 4, Jesus.com. It's easy. Empowered Rocks is on Facebook. It's an easy way to connect with us, and we're on every streaming platform.
Hey, it's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And look at what a joy for us. We get to be face-to-face here.
That's right.
At NRB in Dallas, Texas. We're having a great time. And, of course, Benny and the rest of the boys are here, too. So we're looking forward to hooking up with a lot of our old friends here at NRB. Benny Chara, and again, the website that they can go and check you out?
Yeah, Rockin, R-O-C-K-I-N, the number 4, Jesus.com.
Benny, you're awesome. God bless you, buddy.
Thank you, Bill.
Take care. God bless.
Okay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Chose me has always been a mystery.
of the line with all the other knife fights, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world.
It's all about Jesus, and, you know, we're all nobodies in His light, and I'll tell you, it is an honor to have the Irwins with us. Keith and Chris and Katie and Cody have joined us now here live at NRB. Hey, man, it is so awesome to have you guys here, and, you know, this has just been, you know, such a family tradition, you know.
That's right.
It's amazing. You know, and I was thinking about this last night. You know, God says that He knits us together in our mother's womb.
Yeah.
I mean, here it is. He's knitting you guys together, and He says, hey, all this musicality and everything that's going to be a perfect blend is coming together in you four just the way I purposed it. Is that awesome?
Wow. Well, we give God all the praise for what He's given us as a family and as a ministry. And we praise Him for allowing us to do it like exactly how you're saying, as a family unit.
Yeah, I bet. And Katie, yes. Here you are, you know, trying to hold these guys together.
It's a job and a half. I'll tell you that. It's a job. No, we have fun. We have fun. I really can't imagine doing it with anyone but my siblings. I mean, we have a blast. Obviously, since we are siblings, there's that special bond and special connection on stage. And family harmony, people always talk about family harmony. And so we have fun. We love what we do. We wouldn't want to do anything else. Mm. So.
Let's talk a little bit about the background. I mean, like you say, this is family. Family's been in ministry. This has been an extension. And, of course, you know, like everything in life, it's not always roses and rainbows, right?
100%. Yes, sir. Our legacy, or how we started, our father has been just celebrated his 46th year in evangelism.
Wow.
So we grew up traveling with him on the road and with him preaching. You know, we would sing together a few songs in churches and all across the country. And then just, I would say, as we were growing older and we were all homeschooled and together, the more we'd sing together, the more we realized this was a calling that God had in our lives. And so getting to do it together all these years later is just something it is an incredible honor.
Right.
And get to meet people like you, a moment like this is really cool.
Oh, no, hey, this is awesome. This is so awesome. I'm so grateful for this. And, you know, and the thing is, your kid's growing up. So, and we know everything that goes around with PKs, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's always the deacon's kids. You know that. You know that.
Yeah.
It's always,
they always blame them.
Yeah, they always. We always get blamed. Yeah. Yeah, we grew up with, you know, other pastors' kids and deacons' family. And it's just, you know, everybody, we go to different spots every week, it seems like, and it's just a family reunion every week. Mm-hmm. So we're very blessed to get to do what we do.
So, Keith, when you guys hit that moment in time where you said, hey, this is the real deal. I mean, it's one thing when you're in a family,
yes,
it's
sir.
Part of the family business,
yes, sir.
But now you got to own this yourself.
Yes, sir.
What's your personal story?
I actually love to play basketball. I played basketball all throughout high school.
It's only because he's tall. He's giving me tall envy here right now.
No,
if I'd have been anywhere close to 6 foot, I'd have been dying trying to get into the NBA. I love basketball.
Man, it was many tacos ago for me. That was a long time ago for me. But I will tell you that me and Cody both, we love to play basketball. And I was offered a couple of basketball scholarships coming out of high school. And that was really, to answer your question in the clearest way I can, that was really when I had to make decisions. You know, because like you said, as a kid, you know, I was carried around by my parents like us. You know, we loved it. But it was kind of like what we did with our family.
Right.
But like you said, at some point, we have to make it a choice to know if this is a ministry we want to keep continuing to do. And man, that was a tough season in my life to pray and to know exactly what God would have me to do. And after a lot of prayer, it became a lot easier because I got a lot of peace knowing that this is what He would have us to do as a family. And we pretty well all have that kind of same outcome. It may not be the same story, but we've all reached a point in our lives personally where we know that this ministry is way bigger than us, and it's something that God is using, and we praise Him for it, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, Katie, this is an extension of your parents' legacy.
That's right.
You are. I mean, you four kids, and each of you have your own individual stories where you get to that crossroads where you got to make a decision. You know, you're all in, and the reason I want to get real to this point is because some people think Christians are just perfect and that it's always smooth and that we're not dealing with trials and tribulation, right?
For sure. The first time that I stepped on stage, I was 3. You were talking about a legacy. I mean, I'm only 20 right now, so, you know, it was only a few years ago, it seems like, but I was only 3 years old. We were doing a revival with our father. He was preaching. And I think I sang Jesus Loves Me or B-I-B-L-E or something like that. I don't really remember.
Something that a 3-year-old was saying.
That's right. Of course, yes. But I started full-time with my brothers when I was 13.
Uh-huh.
And so that was around the same time that Keith was graduating from high school, and he chose to keep in the ministry instead of going off to college. And, you know, I saw him doing that, and Cody's voice was dropping. He used to be our tenor singer. Whenever it was the 3 boys singing, before I joined the group, he was the tenor singer, and his voice started dropping. He went through the vocal change, and so now he's our bass singer. It's a drastic difference. But I noticed that happening, and there was just, God was making it very evident in my life that music was something that He had placed that I had to do for the rest of my life. And ever since I joined the group full time, I mean, it's been very clear that there is nothing else in this world that I would have peace doing than traveling with my family and singing the gospel and spreading it all around the world and getting to meet so many people. I can't imagine doing anything else. I have the time of my life. I'm very passionate about it, and we have so much fun. I love what I do.
Yeah.
I love it.
So you really know how to thank God.
I do.
And she knows how to hurt your feelings. Bring back.
Talk about history, more than legacy.
No, again, getting real. I mean, that's what happens. I mean, gosh, I remember in Catholic school, I was singing in choir, and all of a sudden I went to hit a note. It was kind of like, I don't know, that movie Al Jolson. I don't know if you remember that. It goes way back, way before you guys were born. But he hit that point, and that's when he started whistling.
Because
he couldn't hit the notes anymore. Right?
Wow.
So, yeah.
We've all had those. I'm sharing
your pain.
Yeah, for sure. It was pretty natural. I mean, I didn't have much of a choice. I was along for the ride. So it ended, and God knew. He had a plan. You know, He knew there was 4 parts needed, and that's what it happened. So
it's funny how it naturally ended up just settling into place, though,
exactly.
Because obviously it was in stair step. You know, Keith was Keith being the eldest. His voice changed first, and so we had to start lowering the keys of songs gradually. Then Cody came along, and like I said, he was singing tenor, and he actually held down the tenor part for the longest out of all of us. I even dropped down below him, being younger than him, before he did. So he held it out as long as he could. He held it out as long as he could. He did a pretty good job.
Well, Keith, just an incredible past and legacy, and so what do your fans have to look forward to? I mean, you know, God continues to use you, and you guys look like you're just hanging on. I mean, in a sense, that's, you know, people ask me, say, "What do you?" I'm hanging on to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That's it, right?
And it's all about, you know, what He has for us. You know, we just want to follow Him and His will for our lives, and we're excited. We're doing new music all the time. We're listening to new songs from amazing writers all the time, and we've got 2 brand new projects. The one thing we were able to do in 2020, we were able to cut some records, and we cut 2.
Oh, wow, good.
And so we've got some new music out, and we're excited about all that. We hadn't been singing many of those for very long, and so just really to stay in the will of God. That's what our prayer is for our ministry, and wherever He leads us is where we want to go.
45 seconds left. Little acapella out. Hey, Brad, let's lower the music. We're going to let the Irwins sing us out here. A little acapella. Okay.
He's an already on his way, God. He'll pay the day, God. That's who He is and what He does. He's a never ever late, God. Not even one mistake, God. He's making diamonds from the dust. So if you think it won't work out,
lift up a hallelujah shout.
Turn your troubles into praise, Christ.
He's an already on his way, God.
There we are from the Irwins. Outstanding. Here just for you from NRB in Dallas, Texas.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, you got it.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
That's all right. Just one sec. Bowles Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, on Monday called out the Democrats' election takeover bill on the Senate floor as purely partisan power grab by the left to rig the rules of American elections permanently in their favor.
Now, Madam President, on another matter, as I've noted before, Senate Democrats entered June with an agenda that was designed to fail. The Democratic leader planned votes on a host of the left's most radical priorities. None of it was ever intended to clear the Senate's appropriately high bar for advancing legislation. Instead, the failure of their partisan agenda was meant to show somehow, that the Senate itself was failing.
President Biden has called the Republicans' voting integrity laws in various states Jim Crow laws without pointing to anything particular. Dozens of wildfires are burning in hot, dry conditions across the western United States. Nearly 100,000 people have been evacuated in California as multiple wildfires rage. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you with us. We're at NRB 2021 in Dallas, Texas. And, boy, what fun with the Irwins, huh? What? They're just so incredibly gifted. And this is the thing that's so special about being here at NRB. We get to run into some old friends and very, very talented people like our next guest right now. Doug Hershey is back with us. And, Doug, it's been a little bit. The last time you and I were talking, we were talking about Israel rising.
Absolutely.
And now we have Jerusalem rising, this incredible... I'm not even sure what to call it, because the book itself is such a photo journalistic adventure, so beautifully done.
Yeah, thanks. We refer to it as a visual documentation of ancient prophecy captured in a modern lens. And so a lot of what we're doing is finding these ancient prophecies, which are really coming out of the Old Testament, mm-hmm. that are coming to pass in a very tangible and practical way. And so a lot of the photography found inside, it's not just nice photos about Jerusalem or Israel, mm-hmm. but we're taking these old photography from in Jerusalem Rising as early as 1845.
before, 1850s, 1860s, and recreating to show how much the land is responding.
Yes.
And how much is coming back to life according to what the prophets talked about.
Well, Doug, like you and I talked, for me, the first time I went to Israel, and you and I have yet to do, we're still
planning on it.
Yes, exactly. We're going to make this happen. But my first visit to Jerusalem, I couldn't believe, you know, just the structure and the striation, if that's correct, of the rubble. You know, it was almost like you just, in a sense, like looking at rings around a tree where you see how it ages. And in between those rings, you can see stories if you have eyes to see it.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that was so remarkable to me in going into Jerusalem.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, in the United States here, we talk about, you know, something's old. You know, we talk about like 150 years, maybe 200
yeah.
years, maybe, you know, back to the Revolution, you know,
right.
the American Revolution, mm-hmm. you know, and Tel Aviv is a little over 100 years. Like that's the new city in Israel, you know.
Yes,
so
right.
when you're in, especially when you're in Jerusalem, I mean, there are I can literally take you to the remnants of King David's palace in the old city of Jerusalem. So we're not talking a couple hundred years; we're talking 3,000 years of biblical history,
mm-hmm.
and that's some of what we're capturing in the book is that in Jerusalem Rising, there's no other city on earth that's had its history foretold from its destruction to empty desolation to a not only its restoration but a revival to an influential city in the earth.
Exactly. Only by God.
Absolutely.
I mean, clearly, time and again, I don't know how, if you're Jewish, that you cannot see the hand of God. I mean, they've always, as a tradition, been God's chosen people. It's just sometimes you wonder, maybe like all of us in our walk with God, we wonder, what does that mean when we've been sanctified and set aside by God?
Yeah, you know, one of the fascinating things about the prophet Isaiah is that many people know about Isaiah 6 when Isaiah is saying, you know, here I am, send me. But mm-hmm. if you continue reading, part of what his job was to go and to speak to the people and make the eyes blind and those that have ears make them deaf. And I was like, what kind of calling is that? But later Paul explains that the nation of Israel has a partial blinding, not a full blinding, but a partial blinding placed on them until the time of the Gentiles come in. So this is all part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And but you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a lot of Israelis in the nation of Israel that are very secular. They recognize some of the miracles that are happening around them, but they don't have a real grid to where to place that because their basis of religion is a very stiff ultra-Orthodox Jewish, you know, aspect, which is very different than what we find in the scriptures.
Exactly. Well, and here there's so much that seems to parallel with America what's happening in Israel today. I mean, look what's happening with their government. Netanyahu's out. You've got this consensus form of government that's kind of hanging on a thread. And you've got some radicals involved in this you know, in this group, right?
Yeah, and you know, and a lot of people don't know about Naftali Bennett. I mean, for many years, even when Netanyahu was ruling or was in power, Naftali Bennett was one who was actually pushing for annexation in Judea and Samaria. And so he's more of an Orthodox religious guy. But one of the changes I actually do like in the government, and I was talking about this with someone earlier, is that we're in a time where anti-Semitism is on the rise by over 500%. Around the
amazing.
World.
Yes.
A remarkable place. And one of the things I get a lot of, I think, evangelical Christians don't realize is Netanyahu's been, to say nicely, has been in bed with the ultra-Orthodox Shah's party, which means that they've been the ones who have been given the authority to decide who can make Aliyah, meaning the Jewish people returning home. They're the ones who get to decide if you're Jewish enough, if you can come in, if you can't come in. And with Naftali Bennett, that whole party has been removed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have somebody that'll be taking over the Ministry of the Interior and the absorption of Jewish people that is going to be, you know, much more liberal in terms of Jewish orthodoxy, meaning that they recognize that Messianic Jews are Jews, that Reform Jews are Jews, secular Jews are Jews, and the ultra-Orthodox party would have a really tight grasp on that. So while there is a change in power there, one of the positive things in my mind is that at the exact same time there is an anti-Semitic rise throughout the earth,
mm-hmm.
Jewish Jewish people are getting persecuted around the world. They need to have some place to go.
Right.
And with this new government, at least for however long they can keep it together, mm-hmm. there's an opportunity where at some point the doors of the nation of Israel as a safe haven for the Jewish people have to open. And that's one of the positive things I'm seeing in the government.
And that's all part of prophecy anyway.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the most repeated promises in the Old Testament is mm-hmm. God will return his people back to the land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening now in a really dramatic way. And so politically, God is going to, you know, shape nations to make, you know, make
right.
way for his people.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think that, you know, if we can kind of get outside of sort of the mainstream media of how they're kind of bending the whole Netanyahu shift and things like that, you know, I think there's potentially some really positive aspects to come out of that mm-hmm. in terms of how God is bringing his word about in our day.
He's still in charge, isn't he?
Very much. Very much so. You know, and that's some of what, even like we were capturing with Jerusalem and Jerusalem Rising, and just, again, just not even so much as a then and now photo book, but just documenting that there's this prophecy in Ezekiel or in Zechariah 8 when God says, I'm going to have old men and old women will again be, you know, feel peaceful in the streets, and the children will be in the streets, and nations will flood there. And God's saying, I'm going to return to Jerusalem and dwell with my people. Well, you know, for the first time in a very long time, so really since 1967, prior to the last couple thousand years, it hasn't been a safe place for old men
exactly.
and old women, and
right.
children haven't been playing in the streets the mm-hmm. way that they are now. And so we're seeing a lot of that really come to pass in a really practical way.
Well, we have people here in America in certain states that want that prayer as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, because it's almost like a combat zone. Every Monday, you get body counts
yeah.
that's going on here, and you're thinking, okay, Lord, something's got to give here. And again, you know, I look at the parallels between America and Jerusalem, and so much that we can learn and have learned, you know, from Israel. Amazing, even in how they handled the pandemic. I thought they did a great job in handling this pandemic.
Yeah, you know, and we had talked about it previously in terms of at some point of when you and I go to Israel together,
yes, right.
when we put that together.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of questions people will say is, well, is it safe? Is it safe? And I can say, you know, yes, it's safe and you'll be fine. But it's usually not until people get there and they're walking in Jerusalem and they're going, this feels remarkable. That people will often say, this feels safer than Philadelphia
yeah,
or Atlanta or
Chicago.
Dallas or Chicago or wherever. You know,
right.
that it's so absolutely. I mean, there's just a profound change that's happening there that's really positive.
Well, without a doubt, and with this new book, Jerusalem Rising, again, you know, like Israel Rising, you know, we got to go back, and we got to constantly, you know, go back to the source, remember our history, because that's another refrain in the Bible, words, the Word of God, is that we remember, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's so important, because I think that even here in this country right now, what we're challenged with America is that we have forgotten so much.
Yeah. Yeah, and the book of Proverbs mentions about how that if the foundations are lost, what else can the righteous do? And that's not only true in, you know, in the nation of Israel, but certainly the United States as well,
yeah,
or, you know, in the church anywhere, really.
Right, exactly. And some of that will happen naturally because we're humanoids.
Sure.
That's why we're always told so often in the Bible, you know, to remember. And we've got more from Doug Hershey after this. Stay with us.
This report is sponsored by Accenture. As organizations around the world make plans for their people to return to the workplace, many are wondering, what do employees actually want? According to the latest report from Accenture, 83% of people say a hybrid model is optimal, where individuals will have the ability to work remotely between 25% and 75% of the time. This report, titled The Future of Work, Productive Anywhere, found that 40% of individuals feel they can be productive and healthy anywhere, either fully remote or on-site or a combination of the two, as the hybrid workplace emerges. Christy Smith, Senior Managing Director and Global Lead of Talent and Organization, Human Potential at Accenture.
There's a pattern emerging in the post-pandemic workforce, the productive anywhere worker. As responsible leaders, we need to pivot the future of work dialogue to not just be about location, but to also address what drives the productivity, health, and resilience of our people.
To find out more, visit Accenture.com.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law, number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. We're here at NRB 2021. Doug Hershey is with us. We're talking about his new book, Jerusalem Rising, The City of Peace Reawakens. Doug, this is already an Amazon.com bestseller, and we haven't really officially released it yet, right?
Yeah, the release date is August 3rd, and just because of the success of Israel Rising and the and the following that it was already having, that before the book has even been back from printing, it was a number one spot on, wow, I think, Jerusalem travel guides and Israel travel guides. So it's already, you know, it's already grading, adding some great anticipation to it.
Well, the photography, everything, it was great memories for me, as I said, you know, having been to Israel, and the photography and everything is just so, it's so enrapturing, and you've done it again with a great team. Let's talk about your photographer and filmmaker, Eden Rahm.
Yeah, Eden is he's a an Israeli guy who's young and hungry and ambitious, and he's becoming a well renowned travel photographer and videographer. And so I had a lot of these old photos together. I from being in Israel with my travel company Ezra Adventures. pictures and spending a lot of time. I knew a lot of the locations already, and so, man, we did the entire photo shoot in about a week, and we walked probably 9 to 10 miles a day, like all over the city, up and down the Mount of Olives, is all over. But he's phenomenal.
Yeah, he's so renowned that I will pronounce his name correctly next time. Ed and Ron.
Exactly. You're right.
And and Doobie, am I saying that right?
Yeah. Okay. Doobie Tall.
Now I get a little nervous here. So.
Yeah. A bunch of Israelis. Here. Doobie Tall is again, I mean, he's throughout Israel in terms of travel photography and especially aerial photography. Mm-hmm. He was a pilot in the IDF, and his cover shot of just the sun setting over the old city of Jerusalem is just really stunning. So it's a great way to begin the book.
Now, for you, when you came up, I mean, great success with Israel Rising. Why Jerusalem Rising?
You know, it's actually, speaking of aerial photography, one of the coolest things I think I've ever done was part of the Israel Rising photo shoots, where we chartered a helicopter for 3 hours, and some of that was doing aerial photography over Jerusalem. And I actually wrote a little bit about it in the introduction of the book, of just when I was doing that, I just thought, you know, I need to do this just on Jerusalem, and it was just really kind of grabbing my heart. And some of the oldest photography of Jerusalem ever taken from 1844 was recently rediscovered, and in 2014 was released by the Smithsonian. Mm-hmm. And I would recognize a lot of these locations, but realize like no one has ever recreated it. And so with Jerusalem Rising, it's not just simply a then and now photo book. There's some things in here that have never been done before. Mm-hmm. And so no one has ever recreated these old shots from 1844.
Oh, wow.
And then in terms of then and now photography, as I understand, I think it's the largest gap of time between the old photography and the new photography, which ironically is about 175 years. I don't know that there's ever been then and now photography anywhere ever that spanned that length of time. And so a lot of that is found in there. And so just, again, we ironically kind of tying that all into Bible prophecy of God saying, I will restore the city. I'm going to bring my people back. It's going to be a place of safety. And even with the nations flooding to Jerusalem pre-COVID, Jerusalem was never seeing the nations flood to Jerusalem or to Israel the way that they were, you know, right before the whole COVID pandemic stuff started.
Exactly. You know? Right.
And so it's a way to really document it. And of course, I'm not saying like this is the fulfillment. I think that we're very much at the beginning stages, and we're watching those things begin to happen.
These are signs.
Jesus said,
look, at there's signs. You know, you guys can figure out weather. Can you not figure out the prophetic?
Yeah, and he makes it pretty clear. I mean, in the old covenant, and you know, and in the new one, he's leaving the Mount of Olives. You know, he's coming back as a king. He's coming. Yes. He's a Jewish king. He's returning to a Jewish Jerusalem, and he's going to defend his people. I mean, that's part of his return. He's not coming to New York or Los Angeles or Hong Kong. I mean, it is Jerusalem, clear and away. I mean, there is no discussion on that.
Yeah, it is. It's the best, you know, globalist one world government you could ever wish for.
Yeah,
right?
No, I mean, it's
because you always have the counterfeit before the legitimate, right?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. You know, sometimes when people will ask, you know, what I think about the Third Temple, the Antichrist, and all that other stuff, and at this point, it's just like, listen, there is so much that God is doing right now with Bible prophecy that it's not abstract or some type of spiritual guessing game. Like, there are things that, like when the scriptures talk about that the waste and forgotten places will be rebuilt and the land will be cultivated and so on. That was some of the success of Israel Rising.
Exactly.
Like there's no allegory to that. Like that's literal and tangible. And the same thing with Jerusalem Rising and the prophecies in here. Like I can show you photos of the restoration that was prophesied.
Right, exactly. And the thing is that here it is. The Arabs had the opportunity to have the land. They didn't want it. What? This desert waste? Why would we want anything to do with it? Israel comes in because of the hand of God and divine providence, gives them wisdom to just in irrigation, just in one little aspect of irrigating, being able to make this wasteland into something, you know, just gorgeous. And then they see it and they go, hey, we want that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the amazing things about the land, and especially even with the desert. I mean, Israel is the only location on earth where the deserts are shrinking and not expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot because of Israeli technology, water technology.
Exactly.
They're very much of a world powerhouse they're selling fresh water to Jordan right now. I mean, they're, you know, of those that are in peace agreements with Israel. And so,
exactly.
So there's definitely a very clear connection between the Jewish people and the land. And not just because things are reviving. It's because this is something that God laid out of just, I'm going to be your God. I'm going to multiply your people, and this is going to be your land forever. So there's a very clear covenant and connection there.
Yeah, without a doubt, and especially in Jerusalem. I mean, I don't read anywhere where God said, this is where I place my name.
That's right.
I mean, there's something very remarkable and powerful that God would cite one place in all the geography of this planet and say, that's where my name is.
And that's what really makes Jerusalem special. Again, it's not like any other city. It's a city where God says that exactly this is, I'm placing my name here forever. He says in Psalms that this is a place that I'm going to dwell. In Zechariah 8, he says, I'm returning here to dwell with my people. And it's the only city on earth where the Bible tells us we're to pray for the peace of.
Amen. Yeah.
And so when people say, like, well, what's special about Jerusalem? I'm like, well, have you read the Bible?
Yes.
Like, I mean, it's sort of a central piece.
Right.
And so that was part of the joy of this photo process of literally for almost a couple thousand years, the city's been conquered and reconquered so many times, and it changed hands, and it never becomes a homeland for anybody else. In 1867, Mark Twain comes through and he says, it's dreary and it's desolate and I wouldn't want to live here.
Right.
Like, you know, it's, and he's describing to his writers, he said, Jerusalem is so small, I don't know how else to describe it to you, but you could walk around the entire city in about an hour.
Exactly.
And now, I mean, it's you can get lost in Jerusalem in like the next 10 minutes.
Right. Without that. Well, and Mark Twain's an interesting story because Mark Twain, served God's purposes for the reestablishment of Israel, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tremendous documentation. In fact, one of the things I mentioned even in the book here as well, in terms of documentation, when the very first photos of Jerusalem, like I mentioned, it was 1844. In that same year, the Ottomans were ruling the region. Mm. And in 1844, the Ottomans did the Ottoman Empire was starting to decline a little bit, and they're doing a census and trying to kind of revitalize the empire. Mm. And so the first census of Jerusalem since biblical times was also in 1844. Mm. And so in the exact same year where there's a photographer who's exploring this new, brand new photography medium who does photos of Jerusalem in 1844, a world away, an Ottoman sultan is saying, well, we need to do a census. And they determine in 1844 there's only 15,000 people living in Jerusalem, and over 7,000, which is the majority, is Jewish. Mm-hmm. And so in Jerusalem Rising, I show you some of these photos from 1844 where you can actually look at the city and go, this is what Jerusalem looked like with only 15,000 people. Mm-hmm. And now it's almost a million. And so that's part of the, to me, that was part of the special journey of doing this documentation. Is, you know, God is doing something really unique in our time, and that's not happening in any other city.
And the thing is that, yes, the Bible makes note of that, but history makes note of it.
It does.
So even if you don't read the Bible, I mean, just Google.
Yeah.
You know, Google what's going on in Israel and Israel's history. It's phenomenal. And you come away with this feeling like, if not by the hand of God, then how?
And that's one of the fascinating questions. When I've had the opportunity to speak at different universities, I've lectured at Hebrew University in Jerusalem, and that's one of the things. Is like, well, let's put Bible prophecy aside. Let's talk about all of the historical anomalies that surround the Jewish people, that surround the land of Israel, and that surround Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Like, let's talk about that. And wouldn't it just be easier to say, oh, well, there is a very sovereign God who has a very plan, you know, a very obvious plan, and he's explained all of this very clearly in the Bible, and he's just sort of following the pattern he's already laid out. I mean, that seems to be a little bit easier of a process than jumping through mental gymnastics to explain something else.
Well, you bring up some cogent points, interesting points, too, relevant to God's hand and his plan and purpose for Israel and the world, for that matter. Is this pandemic, it's interesting, you know, the Democrats will say, can't let any good crisis or good pandemic go to waste, right? So they've been able to make the most of it, and God's laughing.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, Israel's had its own ups and downs with the pandemic and how things are going. But, you know, ultimately, you know, he's the one that is, you know, laughing while nations are, you know, making their plans. Like,
yes.
Psalm 2 talks about, you know, so
exactly.
You know, we're seeing that in this country and also in Israel as well.
Okay, so the book will be available. I mean, you can order it now, right?
Yeah, you can pre-order it now, and with some exclusive bonuses at JerusalemRising.com, and you can choose, you know, whichever way you want to buy it, and there's some free stuff stuff on there. But, yeah, I mean, the pre-sales are going great already.
That's awesome. Let me tell you, get ready because, well, if you experienced Israel Rising, you already have an idea
Absolutely.
Of what Jerusalem Rising is all about because it's, in a sense, part two of what you gave us in Israel Rising.
Yeah, and I've you know, not just hype, but I'm very much excited about Jerusalem Rising, and I feel like it exceeds Israel Rising in every way with the design and the photography and the story that you'll find inside.
Well, Doug Hershey has been with us here in Dallas, Texas. Doug, thank you as always. God bless. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination.